What do you think of police presence at places like funerals?
We understand sometimes it's necessary. Yeah. Like, put it this way, like, I know it's not good to be handcuffed when you're attending to a funeral, but I prefer to be handcuffed than be allowed to go to the funeral. Because like, all of us in here have had been knocked back for funerals, you know. Like, I remember a while ago I got knocked back from my nan's, you know, and that's, you know, when it's your grandmother, that's the giver of life, you know, something, you know what I mean? Like,
the last time.
And there was no real reason given, you know what I mean? Like, I know giving a reason doesn't really make it any easier, but at least you sort of, you know why, you know what I mean? They're not knowing. There was two of us that were from that particular prison weren't allowed to go. You know what I mean? It was both for our grandmother, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then that makes you get that upset, you know what I mean, and dirty. Then within 3 months, I was in the slot, you know? And then they say to me when I go to government schools, oh, what makes you do this way? And I think to myself, hang on a minute, you know? 3 months ago, I tried to attend my grandmother's funeral and I'm given no reason why. And now you want to, you know what I mean, like it put me in a point where I rebelled, you know? I started marking up, you know, maybe, you know, using drugs in prison or something. That's why I went to the slot, you know. It was to grieve, because I couldn't go to the funeral, so I couldn't grieve, you know. Attending the funeral, it starts the grieving process, and when you don't go, it makes it a little bit harder, I suppose, you know.